Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Kids, they grow up so fast. One day they're taking their first steps, and the next, they don't fit into the tiny sneakers they took them in. You blink your eyes and their princess dress is two sizes too small, and their dinosaur backpack isn't cool anymore. But don't cry because they're growing up. Smile, because you can profit off of it. For real, there are a bunch of parents on Depop looking for the stuff your kid just grew out of. Download Depop to start selling.
So good, so good, so good.
Score holiday gifts everyone wants for way less at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save on UGG, Nike, Rag & Bone, Vince, Frame, Kurt Geiger London, and more.
Because there's always something new.
I'm giving all the gifts this year with that extra 5% off when I use my Nordstrom credit card. Santa who?
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. It's easy. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
Dan, talking about dreaming big for the Bears, because they have entered a place in their season where, are they good? Are they good? Yes, they're good. This is a good team. I have checked that box. Are they good enough to get into the playoffs? Yes. Yes, I think that they are. I think that they are good enough to get into the playoffs. Might the Bears be good enough to win a playoff game? That's not something I was saying when the Bears were winning earlier in the season, but I'm pretty close to saying, yes, they're capable of winning a playoff game right now. In other words, Dan, we're allowed to, at this point, Bears fans are allowed to right now, as you said earlier, dream big and make of this, like, predict what you want out of the season, because not much is outlandish at this point, winning or losing.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I said earlier this week that I think that they are more than capable of winning every single game they play from this point on. That's the three remaining regular season games. It's whatever postseason action they're afforded to have. I did mention my conversation today with CJ Gardner-Johnson in the Bears locker room, and part of it was surrounding the fact that he's only known the playoffs in his career. He's never been on a team that's missed the playoffs, which you bring him into this building and you're like, wait, what? You know, like, what's that like as you bounce around to teams and you're just constantly in the postseason? You remember CJ Gardner-Johnson, I think, first telling us on Take the North when he first got here that he sensed something special in this locker room when he got here, right? And this is a guy who doesn't just say that because he's obviously experienced it in other places. And today I circled back with him on that and he said, look, like, there is a collective bond and a collective purpose inside here that you're feeling every day. That's given the Bears this momentum that's created 10 wins and given them a chance here. But then along with that, we had a little side conversation about being a team that's flawed and how that can actually be a strength, because it really heightens your awareness of how detailed you need to be to survive. And when you're in a survive and advance tournament in the postseason, sometimes having that little awareness of, oh God, like we got to be on it here, works to your advantage. And so it's an interesting sort of side topic for a team that is right now afforded the opportunity to dream the biggest dreams.
Yeah, I love it. And that's a great nugget and, you know, sort of insight that you gave right there. The other thing too that I love that I haven't felt in a long time, and you've been on the beat longer than I, Dan, and that is these players, like one after the, you know, so many of them, and the coaches too, that they were pissed off after that Green Bay loss. And, you know, of course, it sounds like, but it really did. Sometimes it's just something that we project on athletes and put out for our own motives and things like that. It left a bad taste in their mouth, and they seem to, putting it as nicely as I can, seem to really want a piece of the Packers. Well, and I haven't felt anything like that in a long time.
And one of the reasons that's interesting is because of the way the schedule's set up for these two games in 14 days, where now it's been three straight weeks in this building of talking about the Packers to some extent. There was the lead up to the first game, there was the recap of the loss, and now there's the rematch, right? And so for three straight weeks, we've been immersed in Bears Packers talk, and that just heightens everything. And you can feel what you're talking about there, because it wasn't like, oh yeah, we lost to them in week three, we'll play them in week 13, and you know, you're going to carry that around, but it's going to be sort of suppressed for 2 months. This has been at the forefront now for 3 weeks. And so I think there is this urge to bring them to your building, to take your swing at them, you know, again, on a primetime stage, and you feel that around here. And I think you feel a confidence that you match up well enough that if you play well on Saturday night, you're going to walk out of there with a win. And that's a cool place to be as a team.
No doubt. And as Dan said earlier as well, we'll get into the nitty gritty and Dan's keys to the game and all of that good stuff on the next podcast after this one that we're recording here on Wednesday. But here is the other part of this. And we are looking ahead. I understand there's so much right in front of us right now, but you can dream a little bit. And then the other question, the thing that I have been questioning all year, and something that I know what my answer was to this early in the season, like even after the Vegas win, which seemed like a fraudulent win at the time, the sustainability factor of what the Bears are doing right now. And I do think, Dan, like, and if I have to just zero in on one reason for sustainability, it is, of course, Ben Johnson, because I think there's a trust there, the running game. And the offensive line. The offensive line, maybe just the offensive line, because that makes everything tick. And look, I give a ton of credit to DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai, but having a top five or however you want to characterize it, offensive line, like their sustainability in that, you and I both know that.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast, smart move. Being financially savvy, smart move. Another smart move, having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You said three things that are all connected right to the hub of this whole thing. And it's the offensive line, it's the running game, it's Ben Johnson. And all of those things are connected to the vision that this head coach has for what he wants this football team to be and what he wants the engine to be. And you've seen that come to life earlier than I think we all expected it to come to life to this fashion, right? To this extreme. And they've been really good there. And you would just expect that to get better. Ben has the trust of this entire building. And you know that we get the assistant coaches once a week out here. And Dan Rochard talked today and really, really was glowing with his praise of the way that Ben Johnson can take apart an opposing defense every single week, that he can see an opposing defense and then know right away how he wants to attack it. And then not only have the vision, but articulate it in a way that creates action from the coaches and players that gets results. Like the Dan Roschar testimonial from today was like almost goosebump inducing, because this is a guy who's been around forever. He's coached with Sean Payton. He's been to a lot of different places and seen a lot of different things in football. And for him to be just so glowing, right, and sincere with that praise, because we know Dan Roschar is a guy who can be very bluntly critical of a lot of things, and he was again today on a number of topics, but to be very just forward with, this is an X factor in our building, is that we have this coach who can put us in position every single week to win a game because of how smart and calculated he is.
I love talking about, or you telling us earlier this year, because I was not in on this particular conversation with Dan Roschar, but he was highly critical of Darnell Wright, right? Yeah. Didn't he give him the proverbial kick in the butt, didn't he?
Yeah. It's just honesty, right? It's just, okay, like, these are the things you're good at. Also, here's the list of things that need to be worked on. And he does it in a way that you know, it's disarming. Like you don't put the players on the defense. They understand that you have their best interests in mind. And then you go about working on the flaws to try to bring out your personal best to then help the team bring out its best. It's cool stuff. And it's happening all over here. And so on the sustainability piece, for me, without question, the coaching staff is reason number one. It starts with Ben, but it also continues with Dennis Allen, who you don't fear is going to be bolting your building anytime soon for a better opportunity, right? Like, he seems like he's going to be in place for a little while. And that was a big change for Matt Nagy when he had a flip from Vic Fangio to Chuck Pagano, and they never quite got back to the level that they were at under Vic. And all of a sudden the sustainability was jeopardized because of that. And so I think this coaching staff gives the Bears a chance to really take this a long way.
Yeah. You hope that Dennis Allen has gotten that head coaching bug out of his head, or that other teams have looked at it and said, yeah, he's better off as a defensive coordinator. But I think, yeah, sometimes guys just find their places, and you're right, man. Like that, like then you, Sean Desai coming on through with the Bears back in the day, defensive coordinator, sustainability at that particular position is huge.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And you're going to have some coaching turnover. We all know that's coming. But you've got the key boxes checked, and that should give you a chance. I'll say this within the confines of this season, because this is some personal experience that I can lend to this, that topic with CJ Gardner-Johnson about a team being, you know, acutely aware of its flaws. You know, I had this previous life covering college basketball down on Tobacco Road, and I can relate this season and this team to 2009, 2010 Duke basketball. And so this is, Grody, a team that when they left the ACC tournament, they were like the Bears. They were a surprise success story to some extent. They were winning ugly a little bit to where people questioned, well, is it, you know, are you going to be able to win the whole thing if you're playing close games, and maybe you're not as talented as the teams you go up against. And I remember writing a piece coming out of the ACC tournament saying they could lose their first tournament game. Like they're that vulnerable to be gone on the first day of the NCAA tournament. They could also be cutting down the nets at the Final Four at the end of it. Lo and behold, 22 days later, that team was on the stage singing One Shining Moment because they were really well coached. They were locked into the presence of every game, and they found a way to survive in advance that day, you know? And I said, that's why, like, when you get into what the Bears are about to enter, which is a one and done tournament, you know, in January, all you have to do is be better for 3 hours, right? And you have to find your path to being better than that opponent for 3 hours. You have a coaching staff that you know is going to find answers for you. You have a group of players that has shown that it doesn't get sort of frazzled under pressure. And so like when you start to, I guess, assess the viability of this team being in a Super Bowl, you say, hell yeah, it's realistic. And this is me talking, right? Like, that's is the people wild. They put memes out for years saying, oh, Danny Downer, like, why is he never positive about the Bears? This is as positive as I've ever been with this team, maybe right on par with 2018 when they entered the playoffs, because they've got everything you need to survive for 3 hours on a weekend in January.
It's true. I don't know if I'm ready to stand right as close to you up there, but I'm not going to knock you off of that pedestal. And you stated your case very well.
And Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.